It is time once again to welcome Aaron Lee, Executive Director of Lanark County Anderville House, as we take a look at another one of the jury recommendations from the Culleton, Cusack, and Warmerdam inquest into ending intimate partner violence. Welcome back, Aaron.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
We're up to number 74, and this is going into another segment for us. This is to the office of the Chief Coroner. And number 74, the first one directed to the Chief Coroner, says that they should ensure that the DBDRC reviews its mandate with a view to enhancing its impact on IPV and provide the DBDRC with improved supports. First question for you, what is the DBDRC?
The DVDRC is the Ontario Domestic Violence Death Review Committee. It's a provincial committee of the Ministry of the Attorney General. It is housed at the coroner's office, and you are talking to a member of that provincial committee. I was appointed in 2023, so I am a provincial member of that committee. So the recommendation really speaks to the fact that, and this is already happening, that the DVDRC, we need to review our mandate. We need to look at what the scope of relationships are for those cases that we review. We need to make sure that we're looking at our risk factors, and we're looking at the language of those things so that we are including the scope, the real reality of scope of relationships that end up in homicides or femicides that we end up reviewing.
It sounds to me too like it's also reviewing the scope of the relationships that you share with other organizations, like we've been talking about throughout all of these recommendations, to make sure that things like the terminology and processes are the same, so that it's easy to understand as you go from one organization, maybe like parole, to to the prison system, and then to you, so that when you can see all these things come together, it's not like you're looking and redefining terms or reading up definitions for terms as you move forward.
There's a number of things I can say as a member of the DVDRC that are happening that I think really speak to this recommendation. One is that we have broadened the scope of relationship. So looking at people who may have had a relationship through online dating forums, who perhaps didn't even have a date per se, or where the perception from one party is that this is an intimate relationship, where the perception of the other party is there is no intimate relationship. So we're really broadening our scope. The other piece that we've done is that when we review cases and we have a theme where we have, a number of cases related to elder loss and elder death, we are consulting and we are bringing in a panel of experts, as you mentioned, from various service systems who work with our aging community and our elders to help us inform our recommendations, because part of the role of the DVDRC is to make recommendations to change the system or the conditions so that we don't create another scenario where these types of femicides or homicides could happen. So bringing a panel of experts in, whether it's about 2SLGBTQIA plus communities or elder communities, or looking at the various themes that we see in the reviews we do, and having those systems inform us, means that the recommendations we make are going to be much more effective because they came from the very systems that support these folks.
Okay. Is there anything else that you want to add to this part of the conversation, Aaron? It sounds, pretty straightforward, as it is often when we're talking about reviewing mandates by organizations that are already doing a really good job at what they do.
I think what I want to say is that the other thing about the DVDRC and our mandate is that we want to make sure that we're also community-based, right? We want to make sure that we're engaging with community, and we invite community to tell us, here's some trends and here are some things that we're flagging and that really concerned about in this particular area, and inform the DVDRC so that we're working with community and flagging that. And we do reports, and reports are generated. They are available on the DVDRC site through MAG, and we encourage people to read those reports and have those reports also inform the work and the advocacy that people are doing locally.
All right. Well, Aaron, we thank you very much for this. We will be back next week with a look at another one of the recommendations from the jury into the inquest to ending intimate partner violence in Ontario. Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you.